It's no secret that the month of May sees one of the greatest economic impacts for the entire state of Indiana. Of course, the Circle City of Indianapolis, the main focus of that as this year's 107th edition of the 500-mile race is getting set to start ramping up with practice beginning tomorrow. But if you take a look at the month overall, it's really impressive to see the economic impact that the race really has on the local economy. Joining us now from Inside Indiana Business is Gary Dick. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, good morning.
It's definitely interesting to see, you know, there's a lot of people that consider, you know, okay, race weekend is its own, you know, just this massive throng of better than 350,000 people embarking on the city. But if you really think about it, the impact financially kind of goes towards the whole month because you have some people, like yours truly, that spend way more than just the weekend itself within the city.
Yeah, no question about it. And just this past weekend, of course, we had the Grand Prix, which ran. And I was not there. Just anecdotally, hearing from folks who were there, they thought the crowd was great. They thought it was a very strong crowd, even though there were threatening conditions, a little bit of rain as well. But that's just one example, as you suggest, of a month of May that has big economic impact for the state of Indiana, Indianapolis in particular, but the entire state. $300 million is kind of a number that's been thrown around, $300 million plus the Indianapolis Motor Speedway generating for the state. I will tell you a little bit of breaking news. The Speedway will be releasing a brand new economic impact study probably next week. So we'll get some fresh numbers on that, on what that economic impact is. But it is huge, not only from a true dollars and cents standpoint, but the visibility that Indianapolis and Indiana gets on a global stage is significant as well.
It's really cool to see. Of course, recent numbers have indicated, yes, the Grand Prix crowd was up over the weekend. And also some reports from Speedway Management. Doug Bowles came out and saying that ticket sales for the big race this year are even ahead of last year's pace. What kind of news does that bring as far as economics goes, not just for Indy Metro, but also for the individual town of Speedway? Because if you think about it, the town of Speedway is its own thing. That's got to be big news for the businesses that are right along Main Street in that area.
No question. As you well know, Michael, Speedway's undergone a major transformation. Their Main Street is really thriving. Their restaurants and bars, entertainment facilities, race-related activity, their performance racing industry, locating a membership office there. So it is vibrant, and the fact that ticket sales are up, that interest is up, there seems to be a momentum building in and around IndyCar racing. That's very positive for the town of Speedway, which came up with this plan 20 years ago or so. They say, hey, we're going to transform Main Street. People said they were crazy. They've done it, and it is being successful. One other thing I'll mention, too, when you talk about the quote-unquote business of motorsports, there's analysis out there that shows that every county in the state, all 92 counties, have some form of motorsports business, some connection to motorsports. So it really is not just an Indy thing, but it does impact the economy statewide.
Anecdotally, real quick, I'll go ahead and I'll throw in this free plug. If you're getting set to make your plans to go towards the race in 2 weeks, there's a lot to do around town, especially if you're a gearhead like me, lots of short tracks to visit. But most importantly, make sure you support those local businesses around the town of Speedway and the town in general. Now I want to shift topics. Of course, the recent news came out last week that the Fort Wayne Mad Ants and Pacers management decided to shift the team and move the team from Fort Wayne to Noblesville. In a lot of cases, it's been met with positive response and also some negative response. Have the Pacers officially come out and said what their logic was with this move?
You know, they have, and it does make sense. And if you look at what's happening in the NBA, and you all probably talked about this over the past week or so, we're seeing these NBA teams move their G League teams closer to where they are. The Orlando Magic doing that with their team. Portland's getting a new G League team, I believe, that's going to play in Portland as opposed to away. So it's part of a trend. They feel from a business standpoint, an operations standpoint, it is much more convenient. Their synergy, having the players, coaches, and all of those things from the big club and the feeder system, if you will, in closer proximity. So to me, and that's the Pacers' statement on why they did it. And to me, I look at this You know, I look at Fort Wayne, so many positive things going on there. A downtown that continues to get investment. This is a little, you know, perhaps a little negative dose of news, if you will, but I think it's a minor blip in the overall trajectory, I think, of where Fort Wayne is headed.
Well, Gary, it's definitely going to be a busy month overall across the state, particularly within the Circle City. You have yourself a good week. We'll talk to you next week, and I'm sure over the next month or so, you and I will definitely be talking to one another.
Yeah, looking forward to it, my friend.
It's Gary Dick with Inside Indiana Business. Don't forget, you can always get the latest business news from inside the Hoosier State online at InsideIndianaBusiness.com and commonly also at WoWo.com.
Podcasts by Federated Media.